Welcome to my podcast, which will be called The Whole Being Series. And I'm, of course, your host, Warren Williams. And right now, this podcast will be basically an introduction to who I am, what I do, and what you can expect from the coming episodes that I present on this channel. First of all, as you know, my name is Warren Williams, and my background is basically in martial arts. I started martial arts, and I've been doing martial arts for about 25 years. I've studied multiple styles of martial arts. The beat of this is that martial arts gave me an appreciation for all things related to movement. So I became very aware of how important body movement is, because when you start doing martial arts and you start to get really good at it, you really start to understand how important technique is, because if you throw something incorrectly, you get injured. One of the things I always say to people is the greatest reprogrammer of the body is pain, because as soon as you do something wrong, you get an instantaneous feedback from your body telling you, nope, that's wrong, or nope, that technique wasn't good enough. And you know, that made me really have a fine understanding of movement mechanics and how important it is to really value your body. And this is another thing that people realize about martial arts once you become a practitioner of it. You have to start honoring your body. If you're going to go and compete, and I competed over 200 times, and if you're going to go and compete, you realize that you have to warm your body up correctly. You know, you learn that stretching is very important. Warm-ups are very important. Rest is very important. Focus is very important. Controlling your breathing is very important. So you start to learn and honor your body to a far higher level. So I think, you know, a lot of things we learn is the universe kind of puts you in a specific course, a specific direction in life. And sometimes you get specific pains or certain challenges. And only on reflection after the fact, you realize you actually learned a great lesson. So one of the things I always teach my clients is to listen to the lessons. And the biggest lesson is the school of life. The school of life teaches you so much. I remember Sylvester Stallone in his film, The Rocky series. You know, in Rocky Balboa, the sixth in the series, he said, nothing hits harder than life. And then he goes on to say, but it's not how hard you get hit, it's how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. And that's a beautiful understanding. So that understanding of martial arts basically allowed me to have an appreciation of movement, which carried me forward in my career. I also have been studying with the Czech Institute by the world-renowned Paul Cech, and I've been studying with him for about 14 years to give me full mastery of movement, mechanics, and breathing. I've also done personal studies for about 20 plus years in ancient Egyptian healing. Ancient studies in specific schools. I was taught a lot by, I had mentors back in the day that taught me a lot of spiritual stuff. And, you know, that gave me an appreciation of the spiritual, emotional side of things. And I also learned things myself from my own studies. And the best person that knows about you is you, because you live in your own body. No one has your own experiences. You can both be looking at a car, but you both see something completely differently because it's unique to you. You know, it makes me laugh sometimes when people say, you don't understand what I'm going through. Of course I don't. I don't live in your body. You will process it differently. So we all have uniqueness in what we do. And I've learned that through my study of martial arts, that made me to really appreciate the body from a mechanical, postural, rest point of view. Studying with Paul Cech allowed me to understand how to correct the body, then studying all the energetic healing and made me understand and appreciate the spiritual side and how you balance the physical and spiritual side of things, as well as all the nutritional stuff I've studied. So that's my background. Now moving on to the shows that you guys will be listening to. The reason why I've called it the Whole Being Series is because the word holistic means whole body health. So in order for you to look at the word holistic, if you go to, and I'm not knocking these people, but if you go to a chiropractor or an acupuncturist or a nutritionist, they can't call themselves holistic. They can, it's up to them, but they shouldn't unless they are offering a whole body approach. because the word holistic means whole body. And that's why I basically called my program the Whole Being Series, because I really want to work on giving you guys information on every aspect of health, so you have a one-stop shop for all things when it comes to your own personal, you know, needs. And then, you know, the purpose of this channel will be to empower you guys to really understand and trust what you already know. Because a lot of the times when you get given information, you know, sometimes one of your friends gives you advice, you already know the advice that they're giving you, but it's just good sometimes to get, you know, to have it reaffirmed back to you. It's almost the mirror reflects itself. So, you know, I want to get people to understand and empower themselves to trust in what they already know as truth. Trust their instincts. Trust what their body is communicating with them. Like I always say, the body never lies. So long as you listen to the body and conscious of what the body is projecting as truth, you will always make the right decision. So, you know, my goal with this is to get you guys all the information on every subject. You know, I study loads of books, I've studied with loads of mentors, and I really want to give this back and give you guys enough understanding of everything that you need to know when it comes to whole being, health, and living. And then moving forward, I'm going to be interviewing a lot of pioneers. I'm not going to just be interviewing people just to fill gaps and just say, oh, look, I've got 150 podcasts. I'm going to be interviewing people that I've studied with over the years. So pioneers, people that I have studied and seen as the best in their fields, so I can give you guys the highest level of information. Because as you guys know, out there, there's so much information. It's saturated. How do you know what's right? So I'll be filtering out, we use my experience in these years, to find the best people to give you guys information. So we're going to be covering subjects such as open subjects that I say. When I say open, I mean things that are acceptable to talk about, such as weight loss, exercise, posture, nutrition. And then there's the taboo subjects such as, you know, people talking about menstrual cycles, women, you know, it's such a silly thing that this is a taboo sort of subject where women find it hard to talk about these things. So I'm going to be talking to women who have really studied this stuff and present that information to you guys. Taboo subjects such as government corruption, how, you know, the governments are just making it hard for us to source high quality water and high quality food. We'll be looking at things like energetic healing, the importance of vibration and frequency, how to in-tune ourselves. Looking at things such as emotional roadblocks that a lot of people don't like to talk about. So these are what I call the closed or taboo subjects. So I really hope that this little intro to me and what I'm going to provide and give you guys has helped you guys make an affirmative decision to start listening to my channel and, you know, almost looking forward to the things that I bring out to help give you guys the knowledge that you need to help yourself heal. So that's me. Hope you enjoy what I'm going to present. Take care. And remember, Warren Williams from warrenwilliamscoaching.com. Together, we stand strong, we move forward. Thank you.